Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. Building up towards the biggest game in Drake May's life.
Because it's the next one, Fitzy. That's how it always is.
That's what we're told. I'm not buying that. When he told us that a couple Mondays ago, I did not put much stock in that.
So theoretically speaking, and we're getting your calls momentarily, if they lose on Sunday, so the season's over, will the biggest game of his life be the preseason opener next August? Is that because it's the next game he's going to play in?
Yep. Or maybe it's the in-stadium game.
Oh, the season ticket holder game. That's what it could be. 617-779-7937. Lines are loaded. Let's go to Jack in Plymouth. What's up, Jack?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
I love the show.
Thank you.
Oh, I love the show. Captain Andy and Fitzy, I've been a fan of yours for about 15 years back to the days when it was like,
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Jack. What's up, man?
Everybody thinks you slept away your way to the top. That's just not true.
No, it isn't.
Anyway, so anyway, I came up with a new Patriots tradition or whatever, a ritual for the fourth quarter, where after the obvious halftime feast in the fourth quarter, we have treats, which are ring-dings, funny bones, yodels, and devil dogs, because they're
Drake's cakes.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jack.
Anyway,
not going to lie to you, Jack. I now see why you're a big fan of Fitzy. I see the alignments there.
Come on. Cheap shots. Cheap shots.
The old Drake's cakes jokes.
Yeah, and the old fun. I had not heard a good Funny Bones reference in a while.
Nope. And
that'll probably be
still
the last,
waiting.
Probably be the last Ring Dings reference we'll have on this show for a while.
Let's see if we let's go to New Hampshire, the great state of New Hampshire.
We've set the bar at a certain spot, so that therefore other
on
calls,
the floor.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's low.
All right. Let's go to Tyler in New Hampshire. What's
Thank
up, Tyler?
You, Jack.
Hey, guys, how you doing? First off, I don't think that was a fair shot at Fitzy. Fitzy, there's nothing wrong with you, okay?
well, how much time do you have, Tyler? But I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
So I just got to say, I love what has happened with this team from the beginning of this this past offseason up until this point. Honestly, this is a hot take. I think this is one of the best decisions that this organization was ever made by bringing Mike Vrabel in as head coach. He fires his guys up, but he always, it seems like he has an approach of don't underestimate any opponent, regardless of the schedule and what the statistics might show. He knows how to fire his guys up. He comes from a championship, knows what it takes to win. He's just a really good motivator for this team, and I think him and Josh McDaniels both are great for this team. And I wouldn't be surprised if they make a Super Bowl run this year.
Thanks for the call, Tyler. I wouldn't be surprised either.
How about that?
Super Bowl run is in the cards. They are one of the best teams, if not the best all-around team, Manti Te'o, in the American Football Conference. I had this discussion with some Ted Johnson in the house.
What's
How we
up,
doing,
guys?
Ted?
How we doing?
Hello, Ted.
It hit me just now.
Uh-oh.
Why, you talk about people that reference Mike Vrabel being there before.
Mm.
And knows what it's like to be a champion. Mm-hmm. Is there ever been a more decorated player to be a head coach in the NFL?
Probably.
Mike Singletary.
But he only won one Super Bowl.
Right.
And he was a Hall of Famer.
I mean, but I'm talking about one Super Bowls.
Yeah,
Vrabel's the most decorated.
Did any of
coach.
the Steelers? Was Herm Edwards sneaky on one of those Steelers teams?
No, he was an Eagles guy.
Okay,
Jack Del Rio. No,
he didn't.
No,
win that
there's. I mean, and there's been former head coaches.
It would kind of
players have been head coaches.
It would have to be like a Steeler, a Redskin, yep. San Francisco 40, any of the 49ers?
Bill Walsh and Mooch, no.
I don't think I heard about Tom Rathman.
Coaching. No. So you might be right. If he can win a Super Bowl, he's going to be a very unique guy.
The overall point of bringing that up is just he knows exactly what it takes because he's been on several great teams, but championship teams. So him, more than any other coach out there, is going to know what a championship team looks like.
And he referenced that early. Remember when he, the whole interesting but important thing, and people asked about the banners and how important is it that you played here? And he said, well, it's interesting. And he said, but it does give us a blueprint of what we, that those banners give us a blueprint of what we want to do and where we want
to
go.
Mm-hmm. It's, dude, I think he's trying to create the team. It was completely different stylistically, how the head coach handled us
right,
versus how Mike's handling the players now. But as far as the camaraderie and how we all felt about each other in the locker room was very similar to those early championship teams that he was a part of
right,
with the Patriots.
And some of the tenets are the same because they're the same for a lot of coaches, right? The next game's the most important game, one game at a time. Like some of those things that a lot of good coaches try to instill, he has. He just delivers it and executes it in a very modern, different way that is genuine to him. So, yeah, absolutely. But I hadn't thought about that. I do think he's the most decorated player who's now a coach with a chance to, you know, win a Super Bowl and do something really special.
Interesting. I had never considered that.
Yeah. No, it's...
How about that?
How about that? 617-779-7937. Let's go to... Oh, this is a negative one, but, you know, we take all callers.
Am I missing something? What time is it?
We're banging out some phone calls before we get to the stances. Right.
Hey,
what's up, Matt?
I just want you guys, can you please pump the brakes, check the fluid, please, please, please. Listen, the season starts now. He hasn't even played one playoff game yet in his career. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I hate to sound like a negative Nelly here, but listen, if they double team, if they do like an over-under on Diggs, who are they going to throw the ball to?
Thanks for the call, Matt. I would argue Booty, Kyle Williams, DeMario Douglas, Hunter Henry, Ramondre Stevenson, the same people he's been throwing the ball to all year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's how this team is built. And if you were listening about 15 minutes ago, that's what Kayshawn Booty was talking about in his Player Tribune article.
Mm-hmm. Look at some of the games in which Steph Diggs was not a factor. They still won.
Right.
Was there a run of games where he had just two or three catches before his surge game?
Yeah. After that Jets game where he had over 100 yards, he went...
I think he went 2-3-2.
Yeah.
So I actually hope
still won those games.
The Chargers put a lot of emphasis in Diggs because I personally don't think he's good enough to warrant that. And if you do that, other things are open.
And just to the callers, a lot of teams do double team Steph Diggs, and they anticipate that, so they have answers everywhere else.
Yep. And Drake is willing to spread the wealth, and Josh is willing to spread the wealth.
Ends and backs. I'll say it again. Ends and backs.
That's why I think they're so good. So let's squeeze in one more phone call before
Chisholm too in the middle of the field. I like that.
Oh, you're an Efton Chisholm guy.
Middle of the field. I don't. Did you see him again? That's Jets. That little catch and run yet?
Yeah. No, I saw
Jets and the Chargers. Those defenses.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go. We got a lot of Matts calling in today. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
Ted, were you on the practice field when Grable wore, like, didn't he wear, like, a Lawrence Taylor jersey or something? Because Belichick was always talking about
I wasn't, and I'm mad that I wasn't, unfortunately, Matt, for that one. That was after I retired, I guess.
Oh, hilarious. But, so the Chargers' offense hasn't been that great of late. Obviously, the quarterback's dealing with injuries. I'm just saying, Ladd McConkey, this is not going to be like the last time he came to Foxborough. Anything you want, Ladd. Any catch you want, Ladd. Want two touchdowns, Ladd. Sorry we didn't draft you, Ladd. This is going to be hopefully a lot different. I hope to see him play a little bit more man-to-man. Help over the top on him. There's not really a whole lot else. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm trying to figure out why the spread's only 3.5.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
That's a good observation there, Matt. Because
Ladd McConkey's not been as good this year as last
year. Matt came into the Hot Patriots' start. House and, I don't want to say slept in the bed of the Patriots, but basically ate all the food.
He was like about 9 for $1.30 and 2 tutties
last year. He was insane. They had no answer for him. And they did play zone against them a lot, and they torched them.
They didn't have much in the back end at that point last year either.
No, that's fair.
Marcus Jones, I believe, was out. Gonzo was still in there, but wasn't much, and the safeties weren't the same. I think coaching makes a big difference, too. Yeah.
Oh, you think coaching?
Yeah, it does. Speaking to Matt's point, though, real quick, guys, on why is the spread only 3.5? This from our friends at Lock and Cash Sports Betting Guide. Justin Herbert has been an underdog of 3.5 points or higher 15 times in his career. His record against the spread, 13-2. And with Harbaugh as his coach, 3-0.
Okay. And the spread is 3.5 or 3? Where are we at right now?
3.5.
Oh, 3.5. I'm fine. So Patriots win by 3, and he gets his nice little streak against the spread. Yeah. He can go home and say, I'm awesome against the spread, and Drake May can play a playoff game the following week. So everybody can be happy. Dan Ball, it's time for the three-point stance. Stiz, it's time for the three-point stance. The space bar back there, buddy.
319!
Just count three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
John Tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. We will adhere to the actual 60 seconds on the clock today because we got to get to Tommy Curran in about 15 minutes. So, Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds and not a second more.
Let's do it!
Opening stance, and he's ready, so you get 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I think there is one man who faces more pressure than anybody in all of sports right now, and he plays for the Buffalo Bills. His name is Josh Allen. We had a caller earlier call him a loser, that he's a loser, and he'll lose again in Jacksonville this weekend. The road is paved to the Super Bowl. We all know the story. No Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar Jackson, no problem for Josh Allen. You need to cruise to the Super Bowl, except, as Adam Schefter told us, your team hasn't won a road playoff game since 1992. I don't care. People are going to start to really, really come down on Josh Allen if he doesn't make a run. At least get to the AFC Championship game. But more realistically, get to the Super Bowl. You lose it, good teams in the NFC, that could be your problem. But Josh Allen, I believe right now, faces more pressure than anyone in all of sports. He's supposed to be the best quarterback in the NFL. He's the reigning MVP. Everybody loves him, and there's nobody who's supposed to be better than him on the opposing sideline when he plays these playoff games. I don't want excuses. No excuses, Josh Allen. If you want to avoid more people calling you a loser, it's very simple. End the postseason as a winner. I don't even need the full time.
Interesting. I like it. I like it. I would say Sean McDermott has more pressure because he's going to be fired if they possibly don't win.
But the difference is...
That's what Schefter told us yesterday.
Yeah.
You care a lot about legacy, right? We've talked about Super Bowls and different issues with legacy.
I think it's big.
I think a lot of people, even if Sean McDermott wins the Super Bowl, will be like, well, Josh Allen carried your ass to a Super Bowl. You're not that good a coach. If Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl, then he really does align himself with John Elway. He's got the Super Bowl ring and the MVP and the wow talent. So I think it's Josh Allen who can become an all-time great. Just has to win the Super Bowl.
That's interesting. So when did John Elway win his first? How many years do you think he was in the league? So
that would be 15.
15 years before he?
Yeah.
So Josh is in his eighth year.
Yep.
But he's of five of his last 8 years, he's not had any competition in the AFC East, so that's something to consider.
And wasted it.
First team to ever win five division titles and not make a Super Bowl, Ted. Consecutively.
But did he waste it or did McDermott screw the pooch or has that defense been bad?
But be good enough to overcome it.
I hear you. A couple of other quarterbacks. Who were some of the other greats? Aaron Rodgers. How long did it take him to win his first one?
He was in the league eight years.
So, I mean, this is, theoretically, you should have maybe expected a Super Bowl win from the greatest quarterback, who's considered the greatest quarterback in the league right now.
And he's 29. He's going up against guys like Bo Nix and Drake May and guys Trevor Lawrence, who haven't really been there or done that.
I see, yeah.
With Elway is it's 2025, and we have First Take every morning and Fox this, and there's more media that are going to come down. Like, the pressure is going to build. Bigger stories.
The take machine will get the best of you. He needs a new coach. I hate to say it. Andy, I'm with Bill Barnwell. I see, or not with, but Bill Barnwell today on ESPN.com from his mother's basement.
From his mother's basement.
Bill Barnwell is a great writer. Outlines how the Bills could make the Super Bowl. Actually, I think he thinks that they're going to. I think that in a lot of ways, the best thing that could happen for Josh Allen is that Sean McDermott. I don't want them.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We'll lose Sunday because they're fun to watch. But if they do, he gets fired. Sean McDermott gets fired. That could be the best thing that would happen for Josh Allen.
Well, maybe. We'll see
what the argument could be made.
Now, yep. If I'm Harbaugh, I'd be interested in that job. Yep. I know everybody thinks Miami is in play, but if I'm Harbaugh, I'll go from one MVP to the other. I'll leave Lamar and go to Josh.
Does he fit the profile of what you need? I think the Buffalo Bills would go offensive-minded coach.
I would think.
Chris Shula.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, on we go. Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready?
I am. Let's party.
Let's party in 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, it's time for your frustrated Fenway fanboy update on the offseason of the Boston Red Sox. Can anyone name for me the only remaining team of all 30 in MLB to have not spent any money this offseason and sign a free agent?
That's our Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Red Sox. The Colorado Rockies have even now gone out and got a free agent. It's a middling pitcher that they spent like $8 million on. I don't know his name. That's not really relevant right here. Yes, they've made trades. Yes, they've made moves for pitchers. Yes, they tried to shore things up with, I believe, Wilson Contreras over at first base, who's older than the guy that we all wanted, Pete Alonso. Fine, we digress. I'm just curious. I'd like to ask out loud, what are they waiting for? What are they doing? Why is Alex Bregman, if this six-year, $171.5 million deal is to actually come to be, make it happen? You know, are you afraid that the headlines are being stolen by the Boston Celtics, who have been playing better than not, except for last night getting outscored by the bench of Denver Nuggets? That's not important right now. The Patriots, I feels like the fifth time I've asked this question in the past month. Red Sox, what are you doing?
Let me cook, bro.
They're prepping for a lockout. That's what they're doing.
They're going to be smarter than everybody else a year from now when they have a lockout, and they can just show everybody, look at us financially, the position we're in. Mm-hmm. A year after the lockout, we'll be ready to go. You know, so basically, I feel like it's something like that. I bet you they think they just know how the landscape's going to, they're trying to anticipate it. They think they know what it's going to look like, and so they're going to be the best position team to handle it right out of the lockout.
So basically what they're telling the team that they have in place now, with the veterans on the shorter term deals and rookies and young guys galore, is, okay, it's on you guys. Crochet, be better than last year when you were a Cy Young candidate.
But, hey, you know what? They're also going to probably sell a little bit of this. You know, Roman Anthony's going to be from the very beginning. He's coming back healthy and strong. Mm-hmm. He'll be there from day one.
How are they going to position Duran? How are they going to position Rafaela, who's as hot and cold as any player in baseball? How are all these guys? What are they going to do? What are they going to do in the
second base?
Do we have a second baseman?
We have a second baseman.
I'm sure you have a bunch of potential second basemen. I don't know which one they will choose and if he'll be good at the job. Mm-hmm. Christian Campbell, don't forget about him. He's a second baseman.
Oh, your favorite Red Sox?
Yeah, not really. But, Ted, you just said, so they're prepping for the lockout.
Correct.
Am I supposed to think about that when I go to Fenway Park on a Friday night this summer and be like, this game kind of stinks, but after the lockout, they're going to be really ready to be a good baseball team again?
They don't care as much about what you think anymore. I don't know if you haven't figured that one out.
I have.
But they get off. They love it. And the Patriots were this way. When they go to those MIT meetings every year that they have, these analytics, they can sit there and flex to all the other nerds in that big nerd fest that they have there and basically show everybody that they had it figured out when no one else.
And that's what they all want to do.
How are there 29 other boobs running baseball clubs?
Happens all the time. It's like Billy Bean. right? Moneyball. It's market, what do they say? Market inefficiencies is what they look for. Yeah. So everybody else is looking left. You should look right, because that's where the good stuff is, right? That's where the value proposition
is. It's amazing how that movie, it was on the other night, and I was watching it. They're just looking at spreadsheets. They'd never see the guy ever swinging the bat.
Just numbers.
It's just the numbers tell them who to get.
That's your Dan Ball Modern Sports. Go ahead, Dan Ball.
Nah, even this makes me sad, and I am the quant on the show, but I will put a pin in that one for now. Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so just this time of year, it made me start thinking, you know, we're almost to the end here, hopefully not for a little while, but, you know, close to it, and I was thinking about some of the decisions that Vrabel and his staff made at the beginning of the season that we all questioned, and how did those decisions turn out now? So let's just go down the line. We all kind of maybe questioned Jabril Peppers, Kyle Duggar, moving on out. How'd that turn out? Jalen Hawkins, Craig Woodson, I think have done a fine job. I think probably gave them exactly what they wanted, even though Craig Woodson at times and Jalen Hawkins at times in the red zone can be a little iffy, but still an upgrade is my guess that they feel overall. Benching Ramondre Stevens because of all his fumbles. What is he doing? Why aren't he's holding these guys accountable? He's arguably the best running back in the NFL right now in the last four or five games. So that turned out to be a good decision. Keeping Borgalis over Johnny Parker Romo. Borgalis, 84% on his field goals, 27-32. And Johnny Parker Romo was only played in seven games, is 11-for-14 at 78.6. That was a good decision. Vrabel and Wolf, how was that partnership going to work? Pretty damn good. The handling of Steph Diggs with the pink powder, how did that work out? Pretty good. So a lot of these decisions that we questioned early in the season turned out to be the right decisions.
Absolutely. Vrabel right, us wrong, because we questioned
pretty damn good here
every one of these. And I don't know, you know, the Dan's take on the Bruins, that it's leveling out. That's why they're struggling. I hope Mike Vrabel doesn't level out with his decisions. I hope he doesn't go like 100% this year, and then we give him the benefit of the doubt, and then some of the decisions in the future just to average out go the other way. Because he's Midas. I keep saying it's Midas touch. And we definitely disagreed. I feel like the strongest one we disagreed with was Jabril Peppers. When he let go of Jabril Peppers, and
former
everybody's
captain.
Like, former captain, and you're like,
yeah,
he's got to be one of your top 20 players, never mind top 53 players. How can he not help your team be better? That makes no sense. What are you thinking?
Another player just popped in my head. David Andrews, really? This is guys, you know, still had a little gas left in the tank. He was a captain. It turned out, you know, Garrett Bradbury was more than able to fill his shoes. So the decisions he's made that we questioned early in the season, turns out that we were wrong and he was right.
And the Andrews,
those are the ones I'm guessing there's more.
The Andrews one, not just on the field, Bradbury's been good, but the culture. So a captain, you let go of a captain, we're changing the culture of captains, and you get everybody saying this culture is as good as they've ever seen. It's more fun than they've ever had.
If we're being honest, the old system and the way guys, you know, coaches ran it was that they put it all on the players. Mike is very, very just pretty much hands-on in creating a culture, and then the players pick up where he's kind of, you know, leaves it, right? You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for our three-point stances today. Up next, we have Tom E. Curran. On Tuesday, I heard him tell Jones and Keefe that Drake May is going to win the MVP. We'll see if he still feels that way, and if he does, we'll find out why he believes Drake May will actually win the MVP. Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.